opening 7:22.
The Redskins go up against the New England Patriots Sunday, a game that would be challenging under any circumstances. But now they're going to play without tight end Fred Davis and left tackle Trent Williams, both of whom are out for repeated violations of the league's substance abuse policy.
And as you said, Dell, in their 13th game of the season, the Skins now have to use their 10th combination of starting players on offense. So we asked WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George Wallace whether any team wants to be in a situation like this.
No, not at all, Bob, and that's not what you envision when you go into training camp, that by, at a 4-8 record, you're starting your 10th different combination on offense. But that's unfortunately what the Redskins are presented with after losing Fred Davis and Trent Williams this week on their own fault with the drug suspension. So, and we've heard all along Mike Shanahan saying young guys need to step up, take advantage of the opportunity and this and that. So the offense goes back at it again this week against the Patriots using a different combination. It's not the best of teams you want to use another different combination against either.
Let's talk about the fact that the Redskins could win by losing. Going into this, if they lose more games, they actually wind up in a pretty decent position to get a top quarterback.
Oh, yeah, no question. I think that's what the fans would love, but don't ask anybody in that building about that, of course. But if you're right, you hear fans screaming, well, what's the point now of winning games going down the stretch? I know we've talked about it before here, but, everybody's playing for a job. That's fine, and you want to go out there and compete and win football games for the guys in that locker room that are trying, the guys that are giving it their all. But in the long term, this team does need a quarterback, and that's what they're going to draft in April. So you do the math. You're right.
So losing puts them in a better position for the draft. That's what this season has come down to. Tell us about the Patriots. Not an easy opponent Sunday.
No, you could say that. Now they have a guy named Tom Brady. Pretty good. A guy named Wes Welker. Pretty good. Two pretty good tight ends. I can keep going. The Patriots can put up some points, that's for sure. And we've seen their two tight ends this year. Jim Hazlitt was saying today the best way to line up against them is just to not line up at all against them. So, and Tom Brady can go out there. And he's the kind of quarterback, guys, that will, and guys were talking about that in the locker room, that will put the ball. It doesn't care if the receiver's covered. He'll still put it in there, only in a spot where his receivers can get it. He's not afraid of that, and he's very hard to rattle.
Riggins has said time and time again, the Redskins are lacking a running back. Did Roy Helu erase that phrase from Riggins' repertoire?
You know what? I think that Roy Helu has done a very good job with the opportunities he's been given. I think that's one of the guys that Mike Shanahan keeps referring to, is taking it and running with it. Roy Helu, a rookie, he's been very impressive the last few weeks, and it's his job now. I mean, you're not going to hear Ryan Terrain's name. We haven't seen Ryan Terrain on the field. So this is a guy that they're giving it chances to, and he's taking advantage of. And there's still four games left for him to continue to do that.
Tell us about the award today to a new Redskin, a guy who's really been through a lot.
He has, Bob. Stephen Bowen, the recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award today. And Stephen's story has been well documented since he came to the Redskins. His twin sons, born 4 months premature in May, he lost one of them, Skyler, 10 days after 10 days. His twin brother is home, resting normally, now developing normally, I should say. And then we found out on today when Stephen Bowen was talking about the award that his mother-in-law passed away Sunday morning early, almost didn't play in the football game. So he's definitely been through a lot, and he says he wouldn't wish that on anybody, what he's been through, but he's a heck of a guy in the locker room. Everybody says it to a man, and they see what he's been through and the way he's able to still be there for his family off the field and his football family as well.
And that's WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George.